V180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
Listen to the words of the wise. Proverbs 22, 17. Think about the major decisions we make over our lifetime. Choosing a mate, deciding where to live, and what career to pursue. Looking back, can you say you have consistently made the wisest choices? Jennifer Winquist writes, "We make choices based on what feels best. What's easiest, fastest, makes our kids happy, shuts out the boss, stops our problem for the moment. We buy once instead of saving for necessities. We marry Mr. Right now instead of waiting for Mr. Right. We eat a bag of chips instead of a bag of carrots. We don't plan to fail. But unless we plan to win by making wise choices, we can end up getting the shortest end of the stick. Wise choices aren't usually quick fixes, selfish or short term. They involve planning, hard work, sacrifice and resilience. But the rewards are huge." James says, "If any of you lack wisdom, ask God and it shall be given." James 1:5. The world spends billions of dollars seeking wisdom, but as God's children, we have the wisdom of the Creator of the universe at our disposal. Furthermore, when you develop the patience and maturity to make the wise choice instead of the easy one, you never have to live in fear of the outcome. John Mason says growing in wisdom means fearing God, pleasing Him, hearing from Him, looking to Him, choosing His way, staying humble before Him, taking His advice, receiving His correction, maintaining a prayer connection with Him, and knowing His Son personally. See Psalm 111:10, Ecclesiastes 2:26, Proverbs 2:6, 3:13, 8:10-12, 11:12, 13:10, 29:15, Ephesians 1:16-17, 1 Corinthians 1:30. So, how are you doing with that so far?
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.